Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seary. Kell reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hutchinson moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hutchinson moves to third. Lake moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hutchinson scores. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seary strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-2 in the game. Evers strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-2 in the game. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-2 in the game. Black hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-3 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Lake applying the tag. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lopez moves to second. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 3 in the game. Black hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.